I will go ahead and give the opening prayer for this evening's prayer service. It is a prayer of thanksgiving and praise. Let us pray. Our Father, our God, we come to you this evening grateful for the opportunity to even be together in this fellowship. We're so thankful that we have come this far on this journey during this time of pandemic. We're grateful that we've been able to withstand the various stresses in our lives, the disruption to our jobs, the disruption to our daily routines. We've overcome many of the fears and the anxieties that we've been facing for a good 18 months now. So we want to say thank you, Father, for standing there with us. We want to offer you the sincerest form of praise that we can offer, that is to offer to you, to give to you our prayers, our petitions for what we need in our lives, for your continued presence in our lives. We ask that you continue to watch over us, Father, that you continue to answer our prayers. We know we call on you, and we've called on you a lot in the last 18 months because there's been a lot to talk about. There's been a lot of need, a lot of fear, a lot of anxiety. There are those of us who have gone hungry. There are those who have become homeless, those who become jobless, those who become ill and still remain ill from this virus. Then there are those who you saw fit to call home. So we thank you once again, Father, for just simply giving us this opportunity to offer our prayers for each other, our praise for you who have continued to watch over us. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Thank you for that prayer, Reggie. I can take over from here if you'd like.
Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead.
We will now have our scripture by Sister Bria Cunningham.
I hear reading.
Is Bria Cunningham on 83?
I hear her reading. I don't know what's happening.
Is she on another number?
Huh?
Is she on another number, Mrs. Cunningham?
I don't know. Bria!
We have 8303.
Yes, that's June's phone number. Maybe.
She's on another number.
Can you give me the last four digits?
It's 4-2 at the end. What's the last four numbers?
Oh, we have you.
I see it.
3-4-2.
Yes. All right.
Start
here we go.
All over.
Now? Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Let's start this over. Good evening, everyone. I will be reading Romans chapter 8. Verses 26 through 30. It says, in the same way the Spirit helps us in our weakness, we do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be confirmed into the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. The word of God is blessed.
Thank you. We will now have a prayer by Associate Deacon Daryl Harris.
Yeah, can y'all hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you just fine.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, Daryl, we can hear you just fine.
I just heard something unmuted. I'm sorry. I just want to say a prayer. My prayer is about love tonight. And love is always something that we all should give. And don't worry about getting it back, because the one love us the most, which is God our Father, he loves us the best. So love, Paul said love doesn't brag or boast. Love is just love. Love is just is what it is. You know, it is God himself. So let's go talk to my Father. God, thank you for the love that you give us every morning by waking us up and letting us see a new day that we never saw before, that we're going to see again. So we just got to be thankful in this day, God. And thank you for this world. And this world right now, we need to be living in love. We're not living in love. There's so many bad things that's happening right now because people are not living with love. Because all the things that you hear about happening, if love was involved in it, it wouldn't happen. Because love, you don't hurt. No, you don't hurt anything that you love. If you say you love something, you treat it good. You won't hurt it. You won't do anything to harm it or harm anybody. You tell everybody, yeah, I love you. I love you, brother and sister. But you got to love them from your heart, not just your mouth. In Jesus' name, I do pray. Amen.
We will now have a closed mic prayer for 2 minutes. We will now have a prayer by Deacon Charles Fleet.
Good evening, First Baptist family, friends. Let us pray. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Our Father, I come this evening thanking you for another day of your mercy, grace, and most of all, your love. Thanking you for bringing in each and every one that is on the line tonight, for blessing them that they have made it safely through their day. Thanking you for protecting us and blessing us and bringing us this far. I pray for each and every member of the congregation. I pray for those that are sick and shut in. And I pray, oh Lord, that you will bless those that are under the shadow of bereavement. Be with us and protect us and keep us. And I will always remember to give you all of the honor, all of the glory, oh Lord, for bringing us this far. I thank you, and I thank you. And I pray these prayers in your name, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
We will now have a musical selection followed by our inspirational speaker for this evening, Missionary June Cunningham, the host of the Monday Spiritual Connection Time at the First Baptist Church Senior Center.
Yeah.
Good evening.
Mrs. Cunningham?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
The mic is yours.
All right, thank you. Good evening, First Baptist family and friends. And that version of Just a Closer Walk with Me, oh, it's just, ooh, did me some good at this time. Secondly, I want to thank our First Baptist Church Prayer Ministry for this opportunity to speak tonight. My topic tonight will be 5 ways to energize your faith in God's promises. God's word contains thousands of promises for his children to have and enjoy. But if we're really going to have them, then we need to pursue them with childlike faith. You may be wondering, why aren't more Christians pursuing God's promises? I think the more time we spent in the world with imperfect people, the harder it is to believe that God is who he said he is and that he will do what he said he will do. But God is always, always faithful and true to his words. And that's found in Numbers 23:19. Even on our worst days, when we're further away from what we think God created us to be, he's still with us, loving us, because all he sees is Christ in us. In order to arrive at that level of security, we're going to spend a lot of time in the Word because it's the truth that sets us free. John 8:32. Doubt and unbelief, on the other hand, can cause us to miss out on the very things God has planned for us. If you want to enjoy each day of your life and start to pursue God's promises with renewed hope and childlike faith, here are 5 things you absolutely must choose to believe. Number 1, you can do anything God said you can do. For example, Matthew 5:44 commands us to love our enemies and pray for those who persecute us. We must stop pretending it's too hard. No matter how bad we are hurting, we can give it to God. Give it to God and be healed. God's words also tell us that we are able to escape temptations of all kinds. 1 Corinthians 10:13, and love others as we ourselves want to be loved. Matthew 22:39. I encourage you to trust God and believe. 2, God can change anyone and any circumstances. It does us no good to look at our children, our spouses, or our circumstances and say they're never going to change. We may not be able to change them, but God can. Matthew 19:26. I encourage you to always believe the best of others, keeping a good attitude and trusting God to do the work in them that needs to be done. The truth is, we could all use a little more work. Before you give up on anybody, Just ask yourself, has God given up on them, or even has God given up on you? 3, God can make all things work together for your good. If you are unhappy with where you currently are, I encourage you to cling tightly to Romans 8:28. In time, God's good purposes and plans for your life will be revealed. 4, your time is in God's hands. Has God ever led you away from an inconvenience or even life-threatening situation? Think back over your life. Sometimes God gives us detours in our lives, but you can trust that your times are in His hands. Dare to believe God's promises are for you. Life is so wonderful when you get to the point where you just know that even if you didn't get things the way you wanted, God has something better for you in store. Study His word for yourself. Find out about promises He has in store, and then start to pursue them. God will always do what He says He will do. You just have to choose to believe. Scripture tells us in several places that Abraham believed God's promises even when they took a long time to fulfill. Paul says in this passage in Romans 4 that Abraham hoped even when the circumstances dictated there was no hope. He didn't focus on his old body, but instead he placed his faith in the God who could make it happen. What about you? Has God made promises to you? Again, scholars said there are over 5,000 promises in the Word of God, and they are all for us. How is your faith? How is your faith? Believing, or is it unbelieving? If Abraham, another mortal like us, believed God was able to keep His promises to him, how much more should we believe the same? No matter the impossibilities surrounding the promises, as children of God, believers in Jesus Christ, let us be obedient to the voice of the Spirit when He urges us to walk by faith and not by sight. Thank you for listening. Amen.
The mics will now be unmuted for approximately 20 seconds to acknowledge our speaker for this evening.
God bless you, Sister Cunningham. That was a beautiful, beautiful time.
I had to change my topic. I had to change my topic.
Song to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. for so many blessings that he has provided for us. Bless you and your family and our whole First Baptist Church family. Let us all come together and love one another.
Thank you, so Jesus. Thank you.
Bless the Lord all time.
My heart is heavy today.
Great.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
We will now have remarks and prayers by Reverend Tucker.
We thank God for all of you who participated in our services tonight. We are inspired and we are grateful to you for your sharing this hour. We certainly appreciate that message coming to us from Sister Cunningham, reminding us that there are many, many promises that God has given to us, and by faith and trusting in Him, we truly can gain those promises that He has for us. We want to say thank you again. Let me encourage you to continue to pray for our sick and shut-in members. They are in need of your care and your concern. Pray for Sister Clara Claiborne, who had a fall and she needs your prayers. Pray for Brother Charles Merriweather, who is in the hospital, and he needs your continuous prayer. We have a number of persons also who are bereaved, and let us continue to pray for those in bereavement. Pray again for the Ford and Hawthorne family who lost two cousins in Birmingham and Montgomery, Alabama. Let us pray for that family, for there are many that still losing members, or their members are transitioning during this time. Some of you may remember Sister Doris Martin. She transitioned in April at the age of 91 years, and a tribute will be given to her and arranged for her later on in the year. The problem and the concern that we have for this COVID pandemic is still upon us. It is not over. We have gotten, of course, the vaccine that's available for us, and we do want you to get your vaccine. In the Black community, there are still extraordinary number of individuals who are contracting the virus and who are not getting the benefit of the vaccine that's available and free for us. I'm sure by now you have heard of the Choose Health of Life and the LCH Virtual Health Ministry. Juneteenth celebrations that's going to take place across the city. A number of churches will be joining in, sharing in those celebrations to celebrate our freedom and our deliverance from slavery. And as they celebrate, there will be much entertainment. But in addition to that, we will have at those locations health fairs where we can get free testing and free vaccinations. We encourage everybody, don't fail to recognize the importance of getting vaccinated and being protected. First Baptist and Michigan Park will have an event on the 19th on Saturday at the Michigan Park Christian Church, and we encourage all of our church family to be a part and participate in that. There'll be a lot of entertainment, a lot of African drums and jazz band there, and as well as many other activities for you to participate in. And there will be other kinds of health testing there and at the many sites throughout the week. On Friday at Pennsylvania Avenue Baptist Church, there will be a full expression of opportunities for testing and vaccination as well. We encourage you to participate. Look at our flyer that outlines and locates all of those events that's taking place. And you might also observe the virtual activities for education and information that will take place on Monday and Tuesday evenings. On Monday from 6 to 7, and Tuesday from 7 to 8. So we encourage you to take advantage of what's available for us, for our safety, and for our health. Let us remember that on this coming Sunday is Father's Day, and we invite you to join us in our Father's Day experience. All fathers and families are asked to come and celebrate Father with us on Sunday morning. We encourage all of the children of to join with their dads in encouraging their hearts in the worship experience. We're going to now open up our lines for 20 seconds that you might lift up the names of individuals who might need a prayer or situations that you are concerned about. The lines open for 20 seconds. 20 seconds. God our Father, we come before you just now to say thank you for the privilege that is ours to gather as a church family, that we might be able to lift up the names and minds and hearts of individuals who need to draw real close to you, that they may be delivered from situations and circumstances in their lives that they cannot handle. And so, Lord God, you heard the cries of your children. You heard the names go up. You heard the families mentioned. You heard the troubles and the trials related and shared with you. We know you know all about them, Lord, and so We just asked you to bless, to deliver, to heal as only you can do. We know, oh God, that all good things come from you. All strength and all help comes from you. And so, God, here we are as a people who know the value of prayer, know the value of walking with you. Come close to you, O God. It is our desire to be nigh unto you that you might hear our cries. We thank you, O God, for the strength that you have provided us to come this far. We've been over some rough spots, some periods of doubt and fear and frustration. And God, you have enabled us to come thus far where the sun seems to shine a little brighter and where the load gets a little lighter. And we want to say thank you for that, O God. Bless us as only you can do. We thank you, Master, for courage, for strength and power and grace and mercy. We thank you for it. Some of us have been without jobs, O God, but you have enabled us to return to the job. You've enabled us to be strengthened with resources and security and help along the way. You have made provisions for us, O God, when we did not know how we would be able to make it. It is you, God, that has kept us and prevailed with us as we travel along the way. We thank you, O God, that you have brought us through many trials and tribulations, many problems and many cares, estrangement and difficulties in our families, struggles with one another as we have tried to live through this pandemic. And, oh, God, you have given us the victory over many snares. And we want to say thank you. Thank you for keeping us and blessing us. And then, God, we ask thy blessings upon First Baptist Church. We thank you for how you've already kept us, God. You have enabled us to come thus far along the way, and we ask that you would just give us wisdom and give us courage, give us understanding that we might be able to continue on to be the people that you want us to be. Help us to spread that love. Help us to embrace one another in tenderness and care. Help us, O God, to walk in your light, that we might be able to pave the way and lead the way for others along the way. And, oh, God, help us to walk a little closer to you, just a closer walk with you, oh, God. It is our desire that we would be drawn real close to you and gain all that we need, that we might be the spiritual being that you are calling us to be. Thank you, God. Thank you for all of those individuals who are working hard, who are giving of their time, their energy, some in great joy and great delight, some in great pleasure, to do what is necessary that others may be blessed with your worship and blessed with the opportunity of praise. And, oh, God, we ask that thou would send us what we need, that we might be able to lead even others unto you. For it is in the blessed name of Jesus the Christ that we do pray, and our soul says, amen, amen, amen. And now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you and grant unto you his peace. Amen.